You people, therefore, yet to the devil, but here, no, I'm not seeing that thing. Well, hey, they shouldn't go out here, too. They should sit down, come back and sit down. Okay. Should we put on the air condition for you? Please put on the air condition for them. But I want you to feel like we are in church. Do you understand? Like our church. You know our church is air condition. Please put on the air condition. If you are feeling cold, I'm feeling hot. I'm really, really feeling hot. 1, 2. Which one is working for proper? 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. Which one can I use? Red, yellow, or without? The middle one. 1, 2. Okay. So let there be microphone here. When they ask somebody question, then you go and give the microphone to the person to answer their question. Stand to your feet, everybody. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands, everybody. The people who will be singing the song, please make sure you are sitting together so that when we raise the song, you'll be able to sing and help. Okay? So that I don't have to be shouting plenty. Kimwell Colley. And everybody must wear their tag. Okay, your tag is very important. All right. So those of you who are doing your recording, please, you can start. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for your blessings. We thank you for the Kiplet Church. We thank you for our camp. We thank you for bringing us to Mampong to be here for 2 days. We are privileged and we are grateful for what you have done with our lives. Holy Spirit, we welcome you into our presence and we say, Lord, come and have your way and be with us. Satan, we curse you in this place. Every calamity, every bad thing you have planned for us, it shall not hold in this camp. Holy Spirit, let your covering be upon us. Everybody lift up your hands. Let your covering be upon us. Help us, O Lord. Come in our camp. And we pray, O God, that may we meet you in this camp, Holy Spirit. Please have your way. And Lord, we want to see you in Jesus' name. Amen. Clap for Jesus and take your seat. Oh, clap for Jesus properly. You have all made it to the camp. Kiplet Camp 2025. Put your hands together for the Lord again. Wow. I'm happy to see all of you. And on behalf of our father, Bishop Intefo, put your hands together for him. We want to welcome all of you to our Kiplet Camp 2025. Now, what you should know is that every year, this camp will come on. All right, every year. And our number will be better and greater. All right, every year you will see that our number will be better. And I believe that coming to this camp, God is actually going to touch us. We are going to meet God in this camp. All right, we are going to be here for the whole of today and then the whole of tomorrow, and then after that we'll be leaving here on Saturday morning. And so, please. And to all the teachers who helped to bring us here, put your hands together for them also. Yes. Some of you, we virtually have to come to the house and kidnap you and bring you here. All right. But I think that is for a good cause that you have come. Some people didn't want to come. I hear people dressed and things, but their parents were saying that they can't come. It's not a problem. As for the camp, even if you are three, we will still have it. And I think that it will be a very good camp. Okay, so we are going to, I'll be preaching for 15 minutes. Then we'll go and eat. When we finish eating, we'll go and sleep. They will come back in the evening. We'll be here for a long time in the evening. All right. So your food is, when your food comes, you know, then you go and eat and then you will sleep. Now, the theme for our camp, now I want you to be very attentive. Okay. The theme for our camp is, if you love the Lord, clap for Jesus. If, everybody say, if you love the Lord. If you love the Lord. And my aim in this camp is to teach you to love God. All right? As a young person, there is nothing you can do with your life, all right, than to love God. And God is expecting you to love Him. Okay? Because as we are growing, a lot of seeds will be sown in your lives. A lot of seeds will be sown in your heart. And those seeds are sown by Satan to make sure you don't love God. And in this camp meeting, I'll be telling you that the most important thing to do is to love God. Now, in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, Hobson, you have to work like, you see, I gave you a laptop. You told me that that laptop is not good. Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. Bible says that, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." Verse 5. We are going all the way to verse 7. Verse 5. Quickly. It said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart." Everybody say, with all thy heart. "And with all thy soul, and with all thy might." Look at verses. Look at verses. Look at what verses is saying. Hobson, he said, these words are the words we just read in verse 5. "Thou shalt love the Lord." These words, "which I commanded this day, shall be in thy heart." So God was speaking to Israel, and he was speaking to the adults, and he was telling the adult that, Verse 5, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind." He was telling the adult church. Then he was telling them that these words I have said, number one, it must be in your heart. Let's go to verse 7. I don't know why you have taken the scripture from the screen. Verse 7. Hey. Is it going to work this way? Verse 7 says that, "Thou shalt teach them diligently unto your children." It means that children must be taught to love God. "Thou shalt teach them." Hey. This is not Sunday service. This is not Sunday service. Now, if you misbehave in the camp, what I'll do is that I'll send you to the roadside. I'll get trotro for you to send you to Medina. Then from there, you walk home. "Thou shalt diligently teach the children how to love God." So in this camp, we have brought you here to teach you how to love God. Clap for Jesus. We have brought you here. Your clapping cry is not encouraged. I don't know whether you are hungry or you are angry or you are sad. Phoebe, I'm not seeing your clapping. Upsing, the scripture hasn't come still. If you can't work, you let me know so that I get somebody else. "Thou shalt diligently teach unto thy children." Have you seen the word there? Unto thy children. Unto the children. So we are teaching the children how to love God. Clap for Jesus. And it says that, "And thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in the house." As you are sitting in the house, you must be taught to love God. "And when thou walkest by the way." I feel there's echo in my sound. Or is a room that has echo? "And when thou liest down. And when thou riseth up." We are teaching you all about how to love God. Clap for Jesus. Yeah. Matthew chapter 22. Matthew chapter 22, let's start from 34. Matthew 22, 34, quickly. Matthew 22 and verse 34. But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Verse 35. It's a whole scripture we are going to be reading, so you have to be very... Verse 35. Then one of them, everybody say one of them. Say one of them. Which was a lawyer. How many of you know a lawyer? You know a lawyer. You know who a lawyer is? How many of you want to become a lawyer? You want to be a lawyer in future? Show by hand. Lawyer, when we mention your name, then we say Esquire. How many of you want to become lawyers again? Show by hand. But finally, you say you want to be a doctor. Now you have changed your mind. Since you came, you have changed your mind. You want to be a lawyer? All right. So a lawyer is an intelligent person. Yes. He said, and the lawyer, which was a lawyer, asked him a question. And the question the lawyer was asking Jesus was to tempt Jesus. I'm closing. The question the lawyer was asking Jesus was supposed to tempt Jesus. And he said, what was the question? Verse 36. What was the question in verse 36? He said, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? The food has come. Which is the great command? Look at me. I know you are hungry. The way I've done your faces, you are hungry. You are not listening to the preaching. But we'll start the real preaching in the evening. Master, which is the great commandment in the law? This lawyer wanted to know the greatest commandment in the law. And he was asking Jesus, but his aim was to tempt Jesus. But Jesus also gave him an answer in verse 37. Go to verse 37 and see. And Jesus answered and said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. How many of you remember Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5? It's the same thing that is here. He said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Look, before we leave this camp, you should know this scripture. If you don't know this scripture, you can't leave. I won't give you the t-shirt. Before we give you the t-shirt, you must quote this scripture. Yes. And so the lawyer was tempting Jesus. He asked Jesus that, which is the greatest? And Jesus said that, look, the greatest commandment in the Bible is that thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul. You see, because your heart is the most important part of your body. Yes. When we cut off your hand, you can be alive. How many of you have seen somebody with cut that they have cut their hand before? And the person is alive. Yes. But when we take your heart, you are dead. And so Jesus doesn't want you to love him with a half heart. He said, all your heart, all your soul, and all God wants 100% of your heart. Clap for him. Jesus wants 100% of your heart. Yeah. Then verse 38 is even where it's very important. Look at verse 38. In verse 38, he said that this is the first and the great commandment. This is the first and the great commandment. Clap for Jesus. Yeah. Hallelujah. What does it mean to love the Lord? Number one, if you love the Lord, you are doing the most important thing. Write it down. What it means to love the Lord. Number one, and I will inspect your note. If you love the Lord, you are doing the most important thing. Because the scripture says that this is the first and the great commandment. If you love the Lord, number one, you are doing the most important thing. Listen, the most important thing in this life is to love God. Look, the school you are going, this type of fraction that you are learning, photosynthesis, what are you going to do? Loamy soil, what are the things you learn in your school?
R&B.
Science.
History.
History. At your age, we are learning history. We are learning rocks. What? Geometry. That one they use it for what? All the things you are learning, I've come to tell you that the most important thing among all the things is to love God. Clap for Jesus. Is to love God. Is to love God. Is to love God. So if you love the Lord, number one, you are doing. Kimwell. Please come and sit down. Come and sit down on this chair. Hurry up. No, come here. Come and sit here. Come and sit by Phoebe. This one is Phoebe. Your sister is also Phoebe. Come and sit by her. So that you don't misbehave. Sit here. When I preach and I see your face, then I'll preach more. Okay? You are my son. Number two. If you love the Lord, you will obey him. If you love the Lord, you will obey him. Number two. If I finish, then we'll go out for break. If you love the Lord, if you say you love God, then you will obey God. You will obey him. The same way in the house, if you love your parents and they talk, you will obey them. If you love God, if you say you love God, if you are here and we are teaching you how to love God and you believe that you love God, you will obey him. Number three. If you love God, you will love your brothers and sisters. You cannot say that you love God and you don't love. Jedi, why are you not writing? You are using iPad. Hey! Cash! Can I prophesy? Oh, I can't hear you. Can I prophesy? Cash. And in the evening, I'll be prophesying. In the evening. Because I've seen something. JD is using iPad. Hey, may God cause somebody to give you iPad in Jesus' name. Yeah! I can't hear the people here. I said, may God let your auntie in America bring you iPad in Jesus' name. Yeah! I'm releasing 100 iPads right now. Receive your iPad. Receive your iPad. I come to church, you not be holding paper Bible. You be holding iPad. In the next camp that will come next year, I see you holding an iPad in Jesus' name. If you love the Lord, you will love your brothers. Yeah. Listen, we are one family in this church. We are one family. The church is actually a family. Yeah, Bible says that, for he putteth the solitary in families. As you have come, some of you are going to, sleep on the same bed with your friend. We are family. Do you understand? So if you say you love God, then you must also love your brothers. You see, because young people grow up, this one doesn't talk to this one is angry with this one, they don't talk, and then you grow up with it. It will not happen in this church. Say amen. Yeah. And now this one has come to take my beloved, this one, and this one, and this. Hey! The girls, they can quarrel. And now my, this one, Nuti is my boy, and you have come to collect my. Hey! Can I prophesy? Hey! You have come to take Nuti. Why are you talking to Nuti? I don't like that. You know that is the drama of the church. Anytime Nuti talks, then something is doing me. Hey! Hallelujah. Yeah. So if you love the Lord, you will love your brothers. Yeah. One way that shows that you love your brother is that you don't fight with your brother. Yes. You don't fight with your brother. You don't fight. As we come to church and we are preaching, you stand up and you go and knock somebody. Hey! 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 Can't you only see? Hey! We don't fight. If you love your brother and something for your brother is there, you don't take it and put it in your pocket without asking. It's stealing. If you love the Lord, you will love your brother. Yeah. In this church, we are going to love ourselves. We are going to be one family. Look, by the time we leave this camp, you will make friends. You said, this one is your friend. This one is your friend. Your circle of friends are going to be so large. You are going to have a lot of friends in this camp. Yeah. Going to have a lot. And try and make friends. Media, where I'm coming from? Where I'm coming from? Media, where I'm coming from? I don't want to make friends because my mother said, I'm robbers have come. I'm robbers, babe. I'm robbers, babe. My mother said, people are killing people. So, me, I don't want to be anybody's friends. Nobody come and kill me. Nobody will kill you. If you love the Lord, you will love the brethren. May you love the brethren in Jesus' name. You love your brother. You love your sister. If something is happening to your brother, it's as if it's happening to you. And you'll be concerned. Next one. I'm just giving you a table of content. We'll go in time. Number what? Number four. If you love the Lord, you will love his house. Shy. If you love the Lord, you will love the house of God. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, look for that scripture, it is in Psalms. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. If you love somebody, you will always be in the person's house. Psalm 122 verse 1. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Yeah. If you love somebody, you will love the person's house. This one, do you know her house? You know her house. She's your friend. Yeah. If you are here, you say somebody is your friend, and you love the person, and the person doesn't know your house, then that love is not a good love. Yeah. If you love God, you will always want to be in the house of the Lord. We don't have to come and kidnap you on Sunday. You should see me Sunday morning running after Oko and Akwele, after Koshi, after all day. Hey, I'll be running after Ipo. Come and wake you up from bed. Perpetua, come and wake you up from bed. Today, you know, it's a thing. You think I won't say it? Come and wake you up from bed. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Even last time I woke you up, I have to bath you. Kela, I'll come and wake you up and bath you. I'll bring you here. You are saying pastor is lying. Fire burn you. Fire burn you. If you love God, on Sunday morning, look, you'll be interested to know when is Sunday. I want to go to church. You'll be so glad that today is Sunday and I want to go to church. Yeah, there are some people, their house is by the church. If we stand in the church and we throw stone, it will go and hit their grandmother in the house. But they won't come. They won't, and they are looking at my face, right? And I say, hey, Reverend. But they won't come. They won't come. Their house is by the church. If I walk 1, 2, 3, I've entered their hall. But they won't come. But if you say you love God, in this camp, we are going to love God. Say amen. I said, we are going to do what? We are going to love. What's the first point? Number one, if you love God. Number one, if you love God, what will happen? You are doing what? The most important thing. Number two. If you love God, you do what? You obey him. Number three. Say it well, like we pay school fees for you. Say it like we pay school fees for you. One, go. You will love, you not obey your brother. You love your brothers and sisters. You are not writing the thing. Next time you go to school, you'll be in the house. Next one. She's called Phoebe. And the Phoebe people, they are sitting together. Do you know she's called Phoebe? An association of Phoebe. My church is, where is the other Phoebe? Where is the other Phoebe? Where is Ayeyi? Have you forgotten you are called Phoebe? Ayeyi, You like the Ayeyi more than the Phoebe. Where is she? Where is Ayeyi? Where is she? Hey, Charlie, you have come, pal. Hey, when I say push, you pack light, you know, I hear some of you brought microwave, you brought fridge, you brought this thing, cardboard. People brought kettle and bucket. Hey, catch on your sea. You came with bucket. Some of you came with what? Blanket. Some of you came with your friend said traveling bag as if you are going to marry. Like it's like tomorrow is your engagement day. Those things you brought, you wear them. Try you bath 3 times in this camp. Me, you bath 3 times. All that some of you cry, you brought football. That Reverend will allow us to play ball. Hey, that is I have to preach. I'm preaching a whole book. If I don't finish preaching the book, we are not going to play ball. When you came, did you see any park here, football park? You don't know me. If you close the camp and you go home, if you arrive in Accra at 12, you will sleep. If you sleep, you wake up Sunday morning. You watch. Your parents will think you have died. You'll be tired. When they wake you up, you'll wake up. You'll be... You know, you see what will happen to you in this camp. Hallelujah. Amen. If you love the Lord. Tell your neighbor, if you love the Lord. Tell your neighbor, I am going to love the Lord. Number 5. If you love the Lord, you will have feelings for him. Ash. Somebody say feeling. Feeling. Hey, say feeling.
Feeling. Feeling.
Feeling. Ever say feeling? Those of you who don't go to international school, when the international people are talking, you learn it. Say feeling. Either say feeling. America for them can feeling. Ghana people, you say what? Feeling. Feeling. You will have feelings for God. You should get to the point in church that when we come to church and we are singing, you will kneel down and you lift up your hands. It means that you are showing that you have feeling for God. Some of you, when you come to church and we are doing praise and worship, you go and knock your friend and run away. It doesn't show you have feelings for God. It doesn't even show respect for God. Yeah. Worship time. You have opened your eyes. I'm seeing everything. I'm close my eyes. I'm close my eyes. You have opened your eyes like this. It doesn't show you have feelings for God. But when you say you love somebody, you see, when you grow up small, you under if all of you cry, you are falling in love before. How many of you are falling in love before? How many of you have fallen in love before? Shuba, correct. Yes. Oh, you see, if you are falling in love before, show by hand. Where is Efia? Has Efia come? Why? If you are falling in love before, show by hands. Fadwa, you are falling in love before. Hey, Reverend son, my son, you are falling in love before, and you are there. You are there. If you are falling in love before, show by hands. My son has fallen in love before. Where is that? So, the school fees I'm paying, you have a girl at school. Hey, can't you help me and see? Hey! Where is that? You say you are falling in love, I beg you. Chama, sit down. Phoebe, I beg you, control him, okay? You are the big sister, control him. If he stand up, tell him to sit down, including knocking. You have feeling. May you have feelings for God in Jesus' name. Yeah. I said, may you have feelings for God in Jesus' name. Yeah. When we are looking for people who love the Lord, may we get you. I was asking about people who have fallen in love before. And you say, I've not fallen in love before. Put your hands down. How many of you, you love your mother or you love your father? So that one is what? That one is not love. No, that one is not love. You see the bad mind that you have. You see the bad mind. You see now your mind is, hey, I drink fear. Oh yeah. Scatter bad minds.
Oh, come off for the Erica Fioko. Officer, you know me name too, Anna.
Do you love your parents or you don't love your parents? Hey, it means you have fallen in love before. Put your hands down. How many of you have fallen in love before?
Look, one of the reasons I didn't bring your parents here is because sometimes when we ask the questions and you know the answer and they are there, you can't see it. How many of you know that is true? Everybody close your eyes. How many of you, if you open your eyes, you have disobeyed me. How many of you, there is some boy be or some girl be in your class that you can see that, this girl or this boy, I did feel them. Lift up your hand. Don't open your, nobody should open the eyes. If there's some boy be your class, some girl be you like, show by hand, tell the truth, you are in church. The cross is here. Almost everybody has some boyfriend or girlfriend in the school. Open your eyes and put your hands down. You thought you were the only one. Everybody else have some boy be. Hey, catch on me, I see. Hey. May you have serious feeling for God. Yeah. When a song is played, you see that something is doing you. Yes. Hey. Why have you given your money to him? Move and come and sit in front of your two Phoebe sisters. Sit here. So they'll control you proper. Hallelujah. Hey. Your ringing tone is like Nika Nika. Some of your parents are worried. They'll be calling to say, have the children reached? Don't mind them. Until we call them and tell them something has happened, that something will not happen to when they call you, don't mind them. How many of you are happy that you are here? You are here. If you are in the house by this time, they come and wash bowl. Come and wash. This is your parents, they can send people, come and wash bowl, go and buy charcoal, go and fetch water. They'll be mentioning your name, shouting. Everybody in the area will know that your name is called something. But these 2 days, nobody will worry you in this camp. Say amen. If they like, we'll call them and tell them that we won't come Saturday. We'll come Tuesday. Should we extend the camp to Tuesday? Your 150 Ghana that you have paid, you know, it's finished. Oh. It's finished. The air conditioning room that we've brought to you here, 150 Ghana. Some of you have not paid anything. We brought you here free. I come to say we should go Tuesday. Sure. Next one. If you love the Lord, you will give something. Anybody who loves you want to give you something. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Anybody you love, you will give the person some. Some of you are sitting there, Valentine's Day, some girl gave you chocolate. Yes. Valentine, you asked something on Valentine's Day. What did you get? Red handkerchief. Some of you will give you red. Phoebe, Valentine, what did you get? Somebody gave you something Valentine's Day. What did you get?
I got like a toffee or something.
Toffee or something. Who gave you the toffee or something?
My father.
Everybody say the way that my father. Me, I don't believe it's the father. Yeah. But the truth is that anybody you love, you want to give the person something. Yes. Yes. Me, I've used my feeding feet to buy chocolate for a girl before. So come up for there. I'm the pastor. My feeding fee. Later, the girl came to tell me that she was leaving the school. Oh, so sad. That was my first broken heart. So you know broken heart. You know broken heart. Sir, can I prophesy? Can I prophesy? Stand up. Cash. Come and stand here. Hush. Can I prophesy? You are wearing a blue shirt.
Yes.
Hey! Oh, you are not clapping. Oh, sit down, sit down. I'm not prophesying, sit down. Can I prophesy? Your mother is a woman.
Yes.
Bon sama Yesu. Bon yadede, yadede, yadede. If you love the Lord, you will give him something. Next one. Next one. Number 7. If you love the... Is the lunch ready? Please call Angela. I'm a friend. I come, even me, because I'm preaching, I come to you. I'm hungry. It's 3 o'clock. It's 3 o'clock. We are not coming to eat lunch. 3 o'clock. If you love the Lord, you will love his word. You will love his word. Listen, if you claim that you love God, if you claim you love God, one of the things you shouldn't joke with is the word of God. Yes, because his words are contained in the Bible. In the Bible, the word of God contains the Bible contains the word of God. And if you say you love God, anybody who say he loves God, you must also love the words of God. Yeah. When you grow small and you start falling in love and boys start telling you lies, you see that before you wake up from bed, they've sent you a long message on WhatsApp. Some of you cry, you understand what I'm saying. They say some boy be have sent you, he has copied the words from internet, he has sent it to you. Then when you read, he say, oh, that feeling you get when you get a message from a boy or from a girl you love, and you don't want to delete the message. Every 2 minutes you read the message again. Every 2 minutes you read, but you say you have some boy, B. But the last time you told me you have some boy. Nuti. The boy is called what? I said, that boy is called what? He doesn't have. And the sister says she doesn't have. Does she have? Say the truth. Does she have? Hey! They say you have. Hey! Catch your nasty! But Nuti there, we all know. Nuti on his court. Nanaya. Nuti, does Nanaya send you messages? Oh. You don't have a phone. If you send it through your mother's phone, mommy will read it. But when you go to school, you see Nanaya. Cash. Nanaya. Nuti there, he has told us that there's some girl be in the school called Nanaya. We all know that Nuti. So please, if you are in the church and you are eyeing Nuti, we want you to know that Nuti has somebody already. It's called Nanaya. He's not joking with Nanaya. Next one. If you love the Lord, number what? Number 8. If you love the Lord, you will love his messengers. Yeah. If you say you love God, you will love pastors. Yeah, you'll be interested in pastors. You will not insult pastors. Right now, the world is poor. We have people who sit on internet and then they'll be insulting pastors and people will be laughing, people will be liking it, people will be watching them and they are insulting pastors. It doesn't show you love God. Pastors are God's messengers. Pastors are people God has sent to feed you. So if you and your friend, you are in your house and you are insulting me, Reverend Ike, cash. Ah, that guy, foolish man. Foolish man. You cannot say you love. No. Some of you, your parents gossip about pastors in the house. Don't say, hush. Don't say that. Don't say that. But as you are growing, God will deliver you from that cancer. God will deliver you from that sin. That sin of talking about pastors, of discussing pastors, of insulting pastors. If you say you love God, you will love his messengers. You will love the people God has sent to you. In Jeremiah chapter 3 and verse 15, Bible said that I will give you pastors after my own heart. I will give you pastors. Jeremiah 3:15. That was the first time the word pastors were mentioned in the Bible. And I'll give you, why is the scripture not on the screen? And I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Pastors. These same pastors, people gather to insult pastors. You cannot say you love God when you don't love the pastors, when you don't love the messengers who are pastors that God has sent to your life.
I think I'm now preaching well. Next one. If you love the Lord. Number nine. If you love the Lord. Oh, this one is wonderful. If you love the Lord, you will marry him. You marry the Lord. Write it. I'm not saying marry your boyfriend. I say you marry the Lord. You marry God. You'll be married to God. You'll be married to God. Give me Jeremiah chapter 3. Give me verse 14. Let me see. Go to verse 14. Oh, there's some scripture. Go to verse 14. Let me see something. 10, O backsliding children, for I am married unto you. Look at the scripture. 10, O backsliding children. No, your screen is here. My screen is here. 10, O backsliding children, for I am married unto you. God says he's married unto you. Yeah. God says he's married unto you. You are only married to one person. You can only marry one person at a time. One person at a time. That is, I've not asked whether this is your first. Some of you, most of you, this is your first camp. You have not gone to camp before. I'll struggle, but it's not a problem. I'll struggle, you also struggle. It's not church service, so that we print 30 minutes, then we go and sleep. No. When we come in the evening, from 6:30, we close at 11. I've told you already. So when we say go and sleep, oh. If you are playing, you are more born, come up. And when I'm preaching and you sleep, wallahi. I swear my father can't turn about the left one. Hey! You better don't sleep in my church. Yeah.
God is married to you. Are you also married to God? He said, for I am married unto you. All backsliding children, turn and come to me, for I am married unto you. If you love God, look, your father and your mother, they love themselves. So that's why they married. If you say you love God, you marry God. You keep to God only. You keep to him only. You don't marry something else. You don't marry the devil. How many of you want to marry the devil? No. You'll be married to only God. He said, "Then, O backsliding children, for I am married unto you, and I'll take you one for a city and two of a family, and I'll bring you to Zion." Zion in the house of the Lord. He said, "I'll bring you to my house." If you love God in this church, if you say you love God, your aim is to be married to God. Wherever God is, you want to be there. Next one, I'm closing. Number 10, if you love the Lord, you will keep only one master. Only one master.
For it says, no man can serve two masters. Hobson, no man can serve two masters. For he will love one and hate the other. No man. If you say you love somebody, you see, your heart is not a multi-socket that can take a lot of plugs. Your heart is only one. You can't love God, love Satan, love money. Some of you, the music you listen to is a sign that you don't even love God. The music you listen to, very dirty music. We should see you dancing in your area. Meanwhile, on Sunday, we should see you coming to church here. If you say you love God, you are serious about this, I love God, you will be serious about having only one master. Hey, a lot of problems in relationship, eh? More relationships are broken down because of cheating than money. And you are my boy, and you are seeing another person. That statement, eh? It has everybody relationship has said it before. That seeing another person, you are cheating. Yeah, cheating. Why do we say people are cheating? Because the person expects you to be committed to him only. Most of you sitting down here, you have been cheating God. Yes. You love God though. You say you love God. You come to church. But then when we look at your phone, the music that is on your phone, Sir Akodia is there. Shatawale is there. Stoneboy is there. Patapa is there. King Paluta is there. Mention the people's name. Sister Fia is also there. Look at all these people that you are listening to their music. Before, when you come to church and we lift a song, you also lift up your hand. From today, delete all those dirty music on your phone. Yeah. God says that, for I am a jealous God. You shall serve me only. Number 11. If you love the Lord, you will prove it. You will prove it. I'm closing. Whether the food is ready or not, I'll close and we'll go and be waiting for them there. If you love the Lord, you will prove it. Everybody say, I'll prove it. Say, I'll prove it. Yeah. Everybody must know that you love God. Everybody. Look, if you see anybody who is married, you don't. If you see me, you know that I'm married. If you look at my, you can say, the guy is married. You prove it. Do you love God? Nikwe, do you love God? When we look at you, can you prove your love for God? All of you sitting down here, today you have come for a camp. Can you prove your love for God? Can you? That is why we brought you here, to teach you how to love the Lord. Clap for Jesus. How to love the Lord. And by the time you leave this camp, you are going to love the Lord. Well, I say you are going to love the Lord. Your amen is weak. I don't know whether it's hunger. And now if you say, "Waba, sorry, you are in church. You love God. I'm telling you, you love the Lord. What is point number one? I'm closing. Number one is what? If you love the Lord, what will happen? No, if I don't hear everybody, you will say it until I hear everybody. If you love the Lord, if you love the Lord, you are doing the most important thing. Number two.
If you love the Lord, you will obey him.
Trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Yeah. It is very difficult and dangerous. It is very difficult and dangerous to disobey God. Yes. If you love the Lord, you obey. Number three. You love your brothers and sisters. Next one.
If you love the Lord, you love
my spouse. Some of you are not reading. You are not saying the thing. Number six.
If you love the Lord,
We are starting again. Number one. If you love the Lord, is that all you read at school?
No.
Number one. If you love the Lord, you are doing the most important thing. Number two.
If you love the Lord, you obey Him.
Number three. If you love the Lord, you love your brothers and sisters. Number four. If you love the Lord, you love His house. His house is the church. Next one, number five.
You
have to say to us, say you have feelings. You have what?
Feelings.
Number six.
You give Him something.
Some of you, they give you offering. I'll preach about that thing. They give you offering. There's this man who stands in front of our church who sells this thing, ice cream. You will use your offering to buy ice cream. Yes. The offering that your parents have given you to bring to church. Some of you, they gave you offering. And we'll be taking offering every session. We'll take offering. They gave you offering. You are using the offering for something else. Next one. Number seven. You will love His word. How many of you are going to love the word of God? You will love God's word. You will love. Look, in this camp, we are going to learn the word of God. And you, when you get home, your mother will not recognize you. Because you will love. When you wake up in the morning, you will take your Bible. You will, because you love His word. You take your Bible and you start to read. Number eight. You love His messengers. Is that how we spell messengers? Hobson. Which school is that? Which school do you attend? Is that how we spell messengers? Hobson. Number 10. Yes, number 10. If you love the Lord, number 10. You will keep to one master. That's what I said. You keep to one master. Number 11. If you love the Lord, you will prove it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I believe that these are the topics we are going to be learning in this camp, starting from this evening. Stand to your feet. Put your hands together for the Lord and stand to your feet. Yeah. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Everybody, lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for your love. We thank you for giving us another dosage of the word of God. We pray, oh God, that you touch our hearts to love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Please take your seat and listen to the announcement. Still, the food is not in.